Well, cheesecloth don't do a whole lot of straining. It's mm-hmm. it's too porous, mm-hmm. too coarse woven to do a whole lot of straining. Mm-hmm. But now that syrup mm-hmm. that we, when it come out of the evaporator, mm-hmm. or come out, they dipped it out of the kettle in a tub, they'd have a cloth mm-hmm. over that, and I have seen them strain it through just old regular poker bags, like I tell you, they're made out of jute mm-hmm. to get the drugs out of the syrup, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It went through the, they strained all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, most of it come out in them skimmings that they skimmed off to make that buck out. But then there was always a little bit left, and they tried to strain it out.
Which is good. Sure. Your mother or grandmother ever make a kind of something with apples in a deep dish with a thick crust on the top of it?
Apple pie.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Peach cobbler.
Uh-huh.
And apple pie. Yeah, my wife makes them now. Blackberry pie.
Mm-hmm.
You ever eat any of them? Homemade yeah. blackberry pie, mm-hmm. that's delicious.
You know, it's good, but it could caught in your teeth.
Well, a lot of people with false teeth can't eat it because it's got seeds in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, now you can strain that. You can mm-hmm. put them berries in a pot and boil them in a sack like, you know, and drain the juice out and make a pie right on without any seed.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do that, but it's not near as good
mm-hmm.
as that old seedy one.
Uh-huh. What would you call food that you might eat between regular meals?
I ain't call it eating between meals.
Mm-hmm. Just call it a...
I guess. I gotta have something. I'm passionate because you mean you gonna eat between meals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Lunch, a between meals, snack,
mm-hmm.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
Junk.
Yeah.
A lot of people quit chilling, you know, they'll eat tater chips and drink them, and soft drink and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Between me and they call it, these old people call it junk.
Mm-hmm.
They don't compare it as food, they compare it as junk.
Mm-hmm.
Then the child won't eat nothing when meal time comes.
Mm-hmm.
They wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
But old grandma over there, she'll say, well, I know why, he's full of junk.
Mm-hmm. You might say, I blank breakfast at 7 o'clock this morning.
I eat breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Yesterday at that time I had already...
Well, we like I would say, our English is not perfect.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing I know about that special mm-hmm. thing is... I never have found a place for eight.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There is a place for it uh-huh. somewhere there, but I never did find it. In other words, it always sounded
mm-hmm.
to me, which I was ignorant,
mm-hmm.
and am,
mm-hmm.
it always sounded ignorant to me to hear a person say, oh, I've already ate.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's right, but...
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that now these Turners, I was telling you about. It was a shoe
mm-hmm.
for me
mm-hmm.
to get to go mm-hmm. stay an hour at the Turners.
Yeah.
You know, I just got a thrill out of it. The difference in the way they talked and even we talked.
Mm-hmm.
And we were far from right.
Yeah.
And just as far as they were, really, mm-hmm. in comparison with the people. So mm-hmm. they educated people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I know that's. And you get a different story in every different area, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I know some old boys come down here and pick cotton several mm-hmm. years ago from North Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And they were from Conkle. They were broke, and the mm-hmm. things they said, it was just real mm-hmm. interesting. I didn't hear them listen. I mean, mm-hmm. listen to them talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they were good folks. I mm-hmm. really liked them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had plenty, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they just was, that was their mm-hmm. broke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. Nobody don't face me
mm-hmm.
by what I say, because it's normal. Mm-hmm. It's me, mm-hmm. and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, because that's just exactly what we want to hear.
It wouldn't embarrass me.
Mm-hmm.
at all. If you played it back right in front of a bunch of millionaires and I was there, it wouldn't embarrass me at all. I know my situation and they know theirs.
Oh, we wouldn't do that. These things would be...
Well, I mean, I wouldn't even mind.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't mind.